Arkells with Whistleblower from their 2011 album Michigan Left. Hi, my name is Keegan. Welcome to Against the Grain. And if you've been listening for a while, you're probably thinking, wow, your voice is very clear. It sounds like I can actually hear you for once, and you would be correct in that assumption. Today, Jenna is a little bit sick, so she's in the studio currently hitting play on this recording of me doing the show by myself in my room. As she can't really speak, so understandably, she couldn't really do the show. I tried to get some other people to come in and maybe help out, but everybody's pretty tied up with exams and stuff right now, which is understandable. I myself just got finished 2 essays today, and I really didn't want to do them, but here we are, they're done. And so my stress is now over until April, which is pretty unreal. Basically, if you don't know, I'm on an exchange right now, and that means I pretty much don't really have to do a whole lot of work. It's good in some ways, but when you're so used to, you know, working all the time, being in school, being busy, essentially, like, you know, pulling 30, 40 hours a week at work on top of all your assignments and anything else you have going on in your life, let's say, you know, band stuff. It's pretty weird having all this free time. It's not that I don't appreciate it, like, you know, I feel that I've worked hard for it, but it's very different, and if you don't have something to do on the daily, it is really hard. Luckily, I do have my band stuff to help out with, making, you know, whether it be, like, graphic videos and stuff, or just making demos and stuff. That always helps, too. It's nice to keep busy. But, oh my god, I didn't introduce the show. I just realized it. Welcome to Against the Grain. We do this every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and 5 p.m. wherever Alex was last week, which would be BC. It's kind of weird. I'm saying this, I'm recording this a couple hours earlier, so it feels weird saying that and it not actually being 1 in the morning and me being half asleep doing the show. But, you know, it's pretty fun. But yeah, we got a nice little show for you planned today anyways. You do have to listen to me talk for an hour, which I'm so sorry about that. It'll still be fun regardless, though. Just a little bit different. I have to get back into the swing of doing things myself, which is very weird. But we're going to cover some cool band I actually just found out about a couple days ago. I found out about them through the Arkells and the Tragically Hip, funny enough, because they don't really have a connection. But the Arkells were inspired by this band, and the Tragically Hip shouted them out at their Grammy performance, their Rock and Roll Canadian Hall of Fame, that didn't come out right, the Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performance. They shouted them out and used some of them. Anyways, I've been talking for quite a bit here, so we're going to get to some Matthew Good coming up next, Bad Guys Win off of the 2017 record, Something Like a Storm, and Blurry from Puddle of Mud off of, I think it's Come Clean? Yeah, Come Clean from 2001. This song is amazing. I think my mom was actually the one who showed it to me, which is very weird because it fits more of my my style than anything nowadays. But very old song, but a great song that my mom showed me. But first of all, another song from my mom, Bad Guys Win. She loves Matthew Good. We're going to play that for you right here. Puddle of Mud with Blurry from the 2001 album. Absolutely fantastic song. It's got such a nice vibe to it. I really love it, and it's pretty hardcore when it needs to be as well. And then before that, we had Matthew Good with Bad Guys Win from his 2017 album, Something Like a Storm. This next band, I found them a couple weeks ago. Earlier in the week when I was listening to Alan Cross's podcast with the Arkells. He did a two-part series on how they kind of came to be and their journey from 2006 to now, where they're just this massive Canadian band. And it was really interesting because it told me a lot of stuff I kind of already knew about the band. I kind of knew how they met, you know, how everything came about, and relatively, I guess, kind of how their success grew. But I wasn't too sure on, like, I knew Max and Mike had met, and Nick as well, had met at Ticketmaster, but I didn't know, you know, how they met. I knew it was something to do with the music in their opening week, but I wasn't just 100% sure. And Max was saying that they met because they had a common interest in a band called The Weaker Thans, because I guess Mike was wearing a Weaker Thans shirt, and Max said he really liked it, or vice versa, or something like that. And so that's kind of how the band formed. And so I went, okay, well, if the band formed out of this, you know, common love for a single band, then I'd just be curious to know what they sounded like and how much influence they would have had on the Arkells. And so they have, I think, 3 records, and they have a live record, and I've been listening to them on repeat for the past week or so. And I really understand where the Arkells got a lot of their vibe from. Granted, as their albums progressed, everything kind of changed. They adapt really well, and they change up their style, because they never want to keep it the same. They always want to experiment, kind of like actually Linkin Park in a funny way. They always want to change their sound and go for something different and something new. So when I listened to The Weaker Thans, there was this one song in particular. All the songs were great. I'm going to play 2 of them here in a few minutes. All the songs were great, but there was this one that really caught me. It was called Utilities. And it sounded, the way the drum beat was going, it sounded a lot like I'm Not the Sun by the Arkells. And so I was just sitting there thinking about it for a couple minutes, and I just wasn't 100% sure, right? So what I did is I went on Twitter, and I tweeted at the Arkells, out of curiosity, was I'm Not the Sun inspired by Utilities by the Weaker Thans? Thanks in advance. I replied a couple minutes later, I assume it was Max, saying, can't remember, but probably. The long instrumental of the song was certainly Death Cab for Cutie, which is really cool to know. Obviously, with the Arkells, they were very inspired by the Tragically Hip and the Weaker Thans and Death Cab for Cutie and stuff like that. It's cool to see how their sound kind of amalgamates all of that together. This band actually is right up my alley. They kind of sound like a mix of like the Front Bottoms with Wilco, and I'm trying to think of another band. Kind of have a Weezer-y vibe to them too, but maybe not so much. But definitely the Front Bottoms, kind of a Blink-182 vibe too. And granted, they emerged out of the 90s. 1996, I think, is when they were established. It was in the lead singer, I believe, was in Propagandhi. And they were, I think they took a break that year. And so they made this band, and they're from Winnipeg. So they are a Canadian band. And Gord did shout them out, like I said earlier, on the Canadian Music Awards when they got inducted into the Canadian Hall of Fame. I really don't know what it's called. It's probably because nobody really cares about it. Yes, I just said that. No, I'm not doing ASMR, sorry. but yeah, it was really cool to listen to them, and I think they're a good vibe for the show as well, and they definitely match the stuff that I like to listen to. So definitely worth a shot here, and I'm going to play 2 songs by them. The first of them being Aside, which is from their Left and Leaving album from 2000. So I think this was their first album. And then they have a song called One Great City off a Reconstruction site from 2003. And this song is absolutely hilarious. It's sarcasm, really. They're from Winnipeg, and they're basically saying that Winnipeg is not that great. It's very funny. I think you're really going to enjoy it. So first of all, we've got Aside coming up. I really love the riff in this one. Right off the bat, it hits you. And then One Great City is just fantastic. So we're going to get to those in just a second here. Weaker Thans from Winnipeg. Hope you like them. The Weaker Thans with One Great City. Talking about Winnipeg and the Guess Who Sucked. And something about the Jets didn't matter anyway. Thought it was a pretty funny line, because at the time, the Jets were just taken away. I mean, it probably would have been about 10 years prior, and shipped off to, I think it was Atlanta first. I might be confused. I'm pretty sure it was Atlanta. If not, you know, I'm recording this, so you'd think I'd go and correct it instead of guessing like I do live, but I'm still going to guess like it's live, just because that's, you know, it's just the way I roll. Even if I'm wrong, no one's going to know, so please don't look it up. Music news for this week. Actually, on the topic of the Winnipeg Jets and hockey, Unfortunately, this morning, former Detroit Red Wing and Chicago Blackhawk Ted Lindsay passed away today at the age of 93. He was one of the key founders for the NHL Players Association, and he was also ranked as one of the top 100 players of all time. I forget what he was ranked at, but he was ranked in the top 100 greatest players in the NHL of the past century that's been around. And that was a pretty good honor, but yeah, very sad. 93, lived a very good life, and did a lot for hockey. So rest in peace to Ted Lindsay. Another unfortunate passing this morning as well. The Prodigy's Keith Flint passed away in his home at the age of 49. I think they're most known for Firestarter in the 90s, and they're a British band. And yeah, he passed away in his home, so it's very unfortunate. But on to happier news. Smashing Pumpkins going out on tour with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, and that'll be a pretty good tour. And AFI will be opening for both Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds as well as Smashing Pumpkins. Not bad. It's a pretty good show. Might go see it if I have money. I don't have money, so not gonna happen. But in my dreams, I will see this show. And Slipknot is going on tour with Volbeat, Behemoth, and Gojira. It's probably Gojira, and I'm just pronouncing it wrong. Yeah, well, he wins, so. Lastly, not a whole lot going on, by the way. Last, we have Glorious Sons with a new live album that came out today. Fantastic. I absolutely loved it. It's not up in the way that I'm getting my music today. It's not up in a place where I can get it, but March 1st, this came out. It's basically a unplugged set, but they do still have some drums in there, and it's pretty nice every once in a while. They have two songs on here that aren't on any of their albums. They have one, Church Town, which they've done on their last live album, and they play live. It's a very, very nice song. And they also have I Want Ya, which is really good. Really good. Really good song. Really like that one. And they did a very interesting thing. They covered Runaway by Kanye West. And I guess they're kind of infamous for their covers now, because the last one they did, I think, was the Rolling Stones. Gimme Shelter, that's right. They recorded Gimme Shelter on their last live album. Fantastic. And now they've done Runaway by Kanye West. It's kind of breaking the boundaries of music there. And that's a really, really nice cover. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. So definitely give that a listen. The whole album is great. It's 13 songs. Not as long as Dallas Green's, you know, what did he do? I think it was like 20 or something on his live album. Not that it's a bad thing, because more Dallas Green, more City and Color for the World is a good thing. But yeah, we got 13 on here, which is the right amount, I would say. Yeah, that's kind of it for music news today. There's really not a whole lot going on, which is too bad. But talk about something that's happening this Sunday for the third time in a year. I'm going, well, I guess fourth time, if you count the Apple Store performance. I'm going to be seeing Mike Shinoda play in London, England, which is really cool, because now I've seen him on this tour since he's gone solo. I've seen him in, I think, three of the biggest cities, or I will have seen him in three of the biggest cities in the world. Three, I guess, commercial capitals, and even capitals for two of them. Toronto, New York City, and in London, Mike Shinoda. It's very cool. It kind of feels like this is going to sound lame, but it kind of feels like I'm a part of history, kind of, because, you know, when an artist goes out on their own or does something new for the first time, and you see them at, you know, all their major shows. Like the first one I saw him was at New York City, and that was the third live show he had ever done by himself that was not with Linkin Park. Granted, he's done some Fort Minor shows here and there, but as like an act playing Linkin Park songs, playing Fort Minor songs, and now playing his own solo songs. You know, I've seen him on all, every leg of that tour, essentially, which is, it's pretty nuts to be a part of. You might say I've gone a little bit off the deep end with my super fan-ness, but I've still seen the Arkells more, so therefore I don't think it's that bad. But I guess if you count the time I did see Linkin Park, this will be 1, 2, 3, 4. This will be 5 times that I've seen Mike Shinoda play at different places. So I guess it is kind of pretty bad. But it's still fun, and I enjoy his music, and that's the only thing that matters. I don't know if anybody's opening for him yet. Don Broco opened for him in Toronto, and they're from here, and they're pretty big, so I would have assumed that they'd be open for him again since they're doing so in Germany, but I may be wrong, so we're going to find out. But on that note, we have a song from Linkin Park coming up here. We got Castle of Glass from their 2012 album Living Things. Fantastic song, one of my all-time favorites. Granted, I think all of their songs are my all-time favorites, so it's very hard to choose. But we got that one, and then Bad Flower with Ghost. Fantastic song. I've been listening to that one a lot lately, so hopefully you like that one as well. I'm going to get right into it here for you. Bad Flower with Ghost. Such a fantastic song. I really love that one. And we also have Linkin Park with Castle of Glass there. I don't have a whole lot more to talk about today. There's really not a whole lot going on. I do want to talk, actually briefly though, on how important, and I've talked about this a couple times before, but how important local music scenes are for the bands themselves that are a part of them, and for the community. One thing you'll notice if you listen to bands like the Tragically Hip, bands like the Arkells, even bands like the Weaker Thans, they all have these references in their songs which go back to the places that they're from. The Glorious Sons as well. I think it's very much a Canadian thing. Like, don't get me wrong, it's ingrained in all music. To say it's just a Canadian thing would just be inaccurate and ignorant. But the one thing you do notice with a lot of Canadian music is how passionate people are about representing where they're from, talking about where they're from, and creating stories the same about where they're from. It's something that I think is really admirable about Canadian music. And so with that said, when the bands themselves recognize how important these cities are in their music, I think it's really key to then also look at, you know, the scenes where they came from, because the Arkells and the Tragically Hip, you know, started out like any other bands. They were just playing places where they were from and getting support, and they felt that, you know, the support that they were getting, they deserved to make music and make a part of their art a reflection of their cities and where they came from. And so that's why I think it's always good to support your local music scene, because I find when you give love and support to these bands that are working so hard to, you know, create this art, they give it back, you know. And I can't really speak from experience, because as someone who's just started out as a part of the music scene, like, I don't know a whole lot about it. But when you see bands like that get big, they're just giving back. And so to show that kind of love for artists who come out there, give it their all, and play the best they can, I think it is really, really key to note the talent that you have in your own backyard, really. They're going to give it back to you one day if you support some bands that are just up and coming in your region. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, I'm part of a local band, but definitely it's something worth always taking a look at. If you got live music going on around you, you know, bored on a Friday night or a Saturday night, and you just see bands playing for, you know, $5 at so-and-so uptown or so-and-so downtown, just go check them out. You never know. You might find the next big thing. It's always good to just support that scene, and they always really appreciate when they have people coming out for their shows. I know that for a fact. And it's even nicer when there's people that just show up that you don't know. They're not friends, not family. They're just people from around who thought it looked like a cool thing to do. So definitely definitely give that a consideration. Give checking out your local music scene a shot. If you, like I said, bored on a Friday night, find some local music, get out there, listen to it. It's always a fun time, and everybody always puts on a good show, so I'd definitely recommend it. We're going to get to some more music here. I'm saying a lot today. Usually I have Jenna to balance me out. See, I just did as I was even saying that sentence. Usually agenda to balance me out and stop me from ah-ing, but obviously today that is not the case. I'm gonna talk about this for a second. When you realize that you're doing something that you shouldn't do, but then you continue to do it, it bothers you more when you catch yourself. Sometimes it's better just to not recognize that you're doing something wrong and to just keep flowing with it. I've got to start doing that. Just flow with it. Because it's just not good. Just not good when you're saying every 5 seconds. So apologies. Hope you're having a good night. Hope the show is entertaining. It's just me rambling to myself in a dark room, looking at the dreary, rainy depths of my university campus, and that is in England. It's very fun. We're going to get to some more music now. Two more of my favorites. We've got Lookers from the Menzingers and Mercy Me from Alkaline Trio. Two absolutely fantastic bands. Give them a listen if you haven't, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. Check it out. Alkaline Trio with Mercy Me. I had to throw in some yes there because I really love that song. That whole album is fantastic. That's Crimson from 2005 or 6. I totally forget it. I want to say it's 2005. I'm gonna put some money on it for myself. I'm gonna bet and I'm gonna go look right now. Let's go see Mercy Me. 2005. Yes, I owe myself money. I don't know how much, because again, we already touched on this. I really don't have a lot, but that's okay. That's perfectly all right. We're going to wrap up the show here with one more song for you. I really appreciate you tuning in today. I know it's been a busy week for lots of people, so if you're here tonight, I hope you're doing okay. Another thing, yeah, check in with people around you. Make sure they're doing all right. You never know what people are going through, so it's always good to check in on everyone and make sure life's going good, and if it's not, you help them out the best you can. So, give everybody a pat on the back and say it's going to be all right. That's my pat on the back for you. It's going to be all right. I don't know what I'm referencing, but, you know, it's okay. It's good to just say it sometimes, right? It's good to feel that. So, anyways, we're going to wrap it up here today, guys. Very much appreciate everybody tuning in today. I know it's not the same without Jenny here. It's kind of we've established this as a good two-piece thing, so it's kind of hard to catch me rambling sometimes because Jenny usually checks me on that. But I know she's listening, and I know she's laughing right now, so that's good. She just can't speak, which sucks, and I'm totally not making fun of her for it. But, you know, we appreciate it regardless. She's doing all the studio work. Ow, I just hit my table while I'm over here in England doing all the not-so-hard stuff. So hope you're having a good night. Hope everybody has a good night. And Leafs game's on at 9. Check it out. I won't be because it'll be 2 in the morning when it starts, and usually I'm going to bed by the time the 7 o'clock game ends by then. So, yeah, anyways, we got one more song for you here. We got Come Down by the Glorious Sons, one of my favorites. This is the original version, but you can check the version of it with the acoustic style done on their new album. Came out March 1st. Give that a check. And stop hitting the table. And exciting news, the No Service EP, if you are at all following my band, will be out on March 29th. That is the date that we are setting. We got a little bit behind with some stuff, so if you're following No Service at all, March 29th, 2019 is the final date for that. Also have a show March 30th, we have at Harmony Lunch, and April 5th, we are playing with Jailbirds and Antisocial Surf Club, who I've interviewed on this show before, at Chainsaw, and that's going to be a $5 show on a Friday. If you're not doing anything, check it out. It's going to be wicked. I'm sad that I can't be there, but that's all from me today. Hope you have a great night. Take care. Bye-bye.